The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Best he could still washed her husband Oliver, kneeling the church and praying.
That was what she had been hoping for. Still she was so surprised. Was there the glow upon his face, or just the tears in her eyes?
He'd always been a quiet man. Everyone saw the change, reaching to take a stranger's hand, asking to know their name.
Sunday mornings to be in church, after the pastor prayed, year after year with the voice.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, you are blessed. Bring the microphone forward and sing for us. Be seated for a minute, choir, church. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for the joy and the privilege of being here in church. We submit ourselves to you and to your will. We're asking you to show your grace and your mercy to everyone that is here. Be kind to us and be generous to us. By the revelation of your word and by the hearing of your word, let the speaking and the hearing be blessed and lead us on to higher ground, to your glory and for your honor, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, clap your hands for the fresh breeze and also for the aloes and beautiful, beautiful singing. Amen. Right. Are you in church? Hello, are you in church? Right. Look at your neighbor. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Tell your neighbor, I'm waking you up to get ready for the word of God. Wonderful, wonderful. Right. We are talking about the Joshua generation. Somebody say the Joshua generation. I did not hear ya. Amen. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 9. Hebrews 6, 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. Persuaded better things of you. In other words, I know that I have good thoughts about you. I'm having good thoughts about you. I'm persuaded of better thoughts and better things about you. To your neighbor, I'm persuaded of better things about you. Tim, I know you are a nice person. Your life will get on better and better. Hallelujah. Things that accompany salvation. Hallelujah. You see, when you get saved, it comes with, it's a company. Things come along with it. When you get saved, you also, prosperity comes along with salvation. Can I have an amen? Progress comes along with salvation. Saying that company, that accompanies salvation. So when you are saved, you are totally saved. Completely saved. Are you here? The story is told of one gentleman years ago when people used to travel by ship from one continent to another continent. So this man, I'm sure it's a gun, he was traveling from Accra to to UK. He saved all his money. He sold his properties to buy the ticket for the ship. I'm sure it's a gun. I mean, he sold all that he had and bought the tickets and then went on the ship. Everything that he had was gone. His main aim was to get to UK, United Kingdom, Babylon, and then go and UK or suicide and go and live. So when he bought the tickets, he was given a cabin. Everybody gets one room, ship. So he got on, he was given his room, his key. He was very happy. And then, it used to take about 2 weeks to get there. So every time there's breakfast, the man will lock himself in the room. He will not come out and eat breakfast. Lunch, he will not come. So, and then he'll come and walk around before lunch. He sees all the nice meals they are serving. And then he would stay in his room when it's time to eat. Dinner, he never came. 14 days journey. Not knowing this man has bought himself cabin biscuit. No cabin biscuits. The one that is dry. If you want to lose weight and eat biscuit and lose weight, that's the one you eat because it is just dry. He bought a big box and took it to his room, to his cabin. Cabin biscuit into his cabin. So when it is lunchtime, he'd be standing in his window looking at those eating sausage, eating chicken, eating pork. And he'd be saying, these guys are lucky, oh. They'd be chewing his cabin biscuits. He'll chew four. And then even at that, the full 14 days journey, On the 12th day, 2 days to the 14th day before they got to UK, the captain on the ship came and said, "Sir, I'm very worried. All this time, I've never seen you come to eat breakfast, lunch, supper, even dessert, tea, coffee. All of it. You never came to even have anything at all. What is the problem?" The man said, "Oh, no, I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem at all." So please tell me, don't you like our services? Is there anything that we have done wrong? Are you not happy with something? What is the problem? The man said, "No problem at all. No problem. I'm okay." So please tell us, because everybody's worried about you. The man said, do you really want me to tell you the reason? He said, "Yes." The man told the captain that, "Look, my money was only enough for the ticket. So I can't come and eat lunch, breakfast and supper." The captain said, The ticket you bought includes breakfast, lunch, supper, dessert. Everything is included." The man is a guy, isn't he? What a shock. The last 2 days, what they saw, they've never seen some before. All the food that he hasn't ate for 12 days, he ate them in the 2 days, I tell you. It's a propaganda. I tell you. The man didn't know that his ticket was all inclusive. He had saved the money to buy so much. And to buy the ticket includes everything that he could ever eat on the ship. But he didn't know ignorance will make you walk in poverty. But salvation is all inclusive. Your healing is in the salvation. Your prosperity is in the salvation. Somebody shout amen. Your deliverance is in the salvation. Your promotion is in the salvation. May you enjoy all the benefits that salvation brings you. Come on, shout amen. That is why he said that, "And pursue better things concerning things that accompany salvation." When you say, "I gave my life to Christ," when you pray that prayer, healing is also part of that prayer. Somebody shout amen. Breakthroughs is in that prayer. I see you moving forward and possessing all your possessions. Lift your hand and say, "I receive it." Hallelujah. Right, let's go on. Verse 10, quickly. Quickly, 10. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." 11. "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end." Now, 12 is the verse we are all looking for. Can you all join me and let's read it out loud and clear? Ready, go. "But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise." Let's read it one more time. "But be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit." For the some of you are not reading. Join me. Let's read out for the last time. Ready, go. "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience." Amen. There's a promise that you inherit. A promise for your life. You inherit your promise. Say, "I will inherit my promise." Hallelujah. But you see, in life, you must learn to follow people. But if you drive, Pastor Roland, if you drive, I'll give you a piece of advice. No, you drive. Never follow a car that is parked when you are driving. Don't follow it. Somebody say, "Why?" Because the car is not going anywhere. Some of you are following people who are not going anywhere. May you follow the right people in Jesus' name. Are you there? You must follow the right people. Bible says that there are some people who obtained the promises. They inherited the promises. So you, Bible says that don't be lazy. Amen? Hold your neighbor's ear and pull the ear and say, "Don't be lazy." So if you're in the pool of the, you're doing it lazily, lazily. Say, "Don't be lazy." Hallelujah. But follow them. Follow them. Put that scripture up. Follow them. All those who through faith and patience. So it means not everybody inherited the promise, but some did. Not everybody succeeds, but you will succeed. You will do well.
God will help you. God will be gracious to you. Can I have an amen? Why am I saying you do well? Because others did well. And if others made it, you can also make it. Don't exempt yourself from those who made it. And don't join yourself to those who failed. In life, some make it and some fail. May you join those who make it in Jesus' name. Say, I am a success. Come on, lift your hands and say, I am a success. Say like your voice is yours. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Some have made it everywhere you sit. Everywhere you stand in life. Somebody has stood and sat where, and sat where you sit. And some and they did well. They made it. They pulled through the challenges of your life. The difficulties you go through. All the obstacles that you face. Somebody has faced the same thing. Can I preach to anybody here? Can I talk to somebody here? No temptation that we're taking that is not common to man. Every trouble or challenge you go through, it has happened to somebody before. What a way. Are you sitting in church this morning? Yeah, so this thing that happened to you, you see, Bible says that, let us follow, look to the Bible and see. Look into life and see where I stand. Where did this, how this person who stood my in my place, what did, how did he make it? Look at Abraham. Look at the great men of God. Read the Bible and see. Why have people lied about you before? Go and read the story of Joseph. They lied about him, but it didn't destroy him. He rather got stronger and he pulled through. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. In case you think that you're never going to have a child, go and ask Abraham, who was married for so many years, and they said he will never have a child. But God said, you're going to have a child. And through faith and patience, he obtained the promise. I see you obtain your promise in Jesus' name. You will. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, supposed to be eaten up. Are people who are surrounded by a host of enemies and hostile people? You may be like lion in the den of the lions, but if God saw Daniel through, God will see you through. This time they say, I receive it. Are you still here? So we are now following the art of following. The art, it's an art. It's an art. If you want to follow somebody, look at the person's life. And let's start with me. Look at the person's life. What is it that I can glean from his life or from her life? What can I learn? What can I do? What can I get into from his life that will make me also do well? Amen. And so we are looking at the life of Joshua. We've been looking at it for 2 weeks or so, and I'm going to try and wrap it up by the grace of God. Say amen. So the first thing we saw about the act of following Joshua is the fact that you must have a can-do spirit. Say amen. Amen. Joshua, the 10 people came and said, your business will never work. We will never enter the land. They said, we'll never possess our blessing. Things will never work out. But Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able to enter the land. May you have a can-do spirit. I said, may you have a can-do spirit. When I said, you've been giving me offering. When anybody says it's not going to work, you must say, God is with me. It will work. Somebody is about to start a new business. You're about to start a new business. Friends are telling you it's not going to work. But I cancel every word of the enemy. Every pronouncement against your future, I cancel it. I nullify it in Jesus' name. May you see blessings and profits. I said, may you see blessings and profits. It will work. Your marriage will work. Your children will do well. Your home will be beautiful. Your finances will work. God will fight your battle for you. May you learn to say the right things. Shout amen. The second thing that we see in the life of this young man, Joshua, is the fact that he did not follow the crowd. The crowd would say, hey, It's not possible. But stand out. You can be alone in the crowd. the majority is not always right. The fact that in your home, not your house, nobody goes to church, doesn't mean you also sit at home. You stand out. When others are sitting, you'll be standing. When they are standing, you'll be outstanding. When they are outstanding, you will be the standard. Say, I am the standard of blessing. Hallelujah. Learn to stand for God. Stand out for Christ. Stand for the truth. Stand for the gospel. Stand there as a preacher. Stand as a servant of God. You will be outstanding. And you will stand out. And you will be the standard. Say, I am the standard of blessing. If you are looking for blessed people, tell them, they are looking for blessed people, they shouldn't go far. I'm here. Tell your friend. If you look, don't go far. I'm just right here. No, some of you are not saying it because you don't believe it, isn't it? If you look at somebody who is blessed, really blessed, don't go far at all. Tell him, I'm going to prove to you right now. I'll give you 100 Ghana cedis as lunch. Hey! How many of you are in church? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Don't follow the crowd. Number three, Joshua also was not a complainer and a grumbler. Amen. I'm preaching. Joshua was not a complainer, a grumbler, a fault finder. Everybody has faults. But train your eyes to see the right thing. Amen. And not to see mistakes and faults. I'm preaching. Dr. Sylvia, train your eyes. Every time you look at this man, your husband, see a glorious man. Don't see his faults. See the glory of God upon him. Tell yourself how privileged I am to be married to you. Hey, the way you are saying it, you are saying like you are joking. Meaning I can't care type of. What a shock. Hello? Are you seeing you have gone home? Train yourself to see. When you come to a church like this, so many things are working. A few things may not work, but what is working is more than what is not working. So train yourself to see what is working. Amen. Isn't it a beautiful church? Aren't the pillars gold? How many churches in Ghana have gold as pillars? Real gold. How can this church be poor when the pillars are gold? If you come to this church, you will never be poor in Jesus' name. Those who said amen, your blessing is coming very quickly. Yeah. Look at the nice chairs you are sitting on. You are sitting on benches even in your house. Look at the chair you are sitting on. So train yourself to see the good. Amen. Don't be a complainer, a grumbler, a fretful person. Hey, the song the choir was singing. He said what? He taught us, said that we shouldn't repine. There's a word, the sentence like that. What they say? He told me not to repine.
Somebody tells me not to repine.
Somebody tells me, all Christ is a stand up here. Hey, Alos. Somebody tells you not to repine. What's the meaning of repine? What is the meaning of repine? Repine. Christians, I said, stand up. You are singing. I'm asking you the meaning of what you are now looking at your dictionary. What is the now they are checking their dictionary? They're checking their dictionary. You see now, they are singing. They have not looked at the meaning. Hey, somebody told me
not to repine.
Me while I sleep. Stop. Somebody tells me not to repine. You didn't look at the meaning, you are singing it. What about if repine means somebody tells me to be poor? Why are you singing what you don't know? Repine means don't be fretful. Don't be worried. Relax. Don't be anxious. You are looking at it in the dictionary, isn't it? Clap your hands for the choir. Now you see. This is not a case of I know things. It's in the dictionary. How can you sing it when you don't understand what it means? Anyway, I'm saying that don't fill your life with repining. Don't be repining. Every day you are complaining, grumbling. Me too. When you are singing, I said, look at this and what the meaning of repine, in case I don't know. Because when I look at it, I said, they don't know it as they are singing. What a shock. But I'm saying to everybody here, don't be repining. You're always repining. You're always fretful. Sleeplessness. May God give you rest in the night. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. God will take care of you. Amen. God will take care of you. Amen. God will take care of you. Amen. Pastor Akuru, sing that one too for me.
Not dismayed wherever you tied, God will take care of you. The wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. You every day, all of the way. He will take care. God will take care of you.
It says that his eyes on the sparrow.
Why should I feel?
Come on.
Discouraged. And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long? Says my portion, my cause, God's friend is He. His eyes on the spiral, and I know He watches me. Oh, I sing because I'm happy.
Because I'm free.
I sing because I'm free.
His eyes on the sparrow.
His eyes on the sparrow. And I know He watches.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Because I'm free.
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
For the last time, I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm free.
I sing
Clap your hands for the Lord. The God who looks after sparrows. The God who feeds the sparrows. The flowers that grow up in the garden. The God who feeds them. That God is watching over you. I say, he's watching over you. Stop repining. Stop complaining. Stop finding fault. And tell yourself, God's eyes are upon me. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, quickly, the next thing that you would also need to know, I mean, we've talked about Joshua chapter 1. God told Joshua that, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise up. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, isn't it? Now, therefore, rise up. Joshua 1, 3. Let's look at it quickly. I love church. I don't know about you, but I love church. Ask your neighbor, do you love church or you're falling asleep in church? If you sleep in church, devils will be cast out of you. Hakato Shabaha. Okay, let's start from one. Quickly. Moses, my servant, is dead. Okay, two. I won't repine. Okay. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. You know, Moses died. And Moses was the outstanding leader of the time. Moses was the one who spoke to Pharaoh, let my people go, and they left. He was the one who stretched the rod over the Red Sea and it parted into two. Who spoke and then he went out and the manna fell and the quails and everything. He was a great leader. But Moses died. And now Joshua came to take over. But God told Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. Now, you see, many of you hearing me today, you may have had some experiences. You know, a bad experience can make you get stuck in the mud. Should I say it again? A very bad experience can get you stuck. A relationship that didn't work. You are going to plan to get married and something bad happened. Then after 3 years, 4 years of being in relationship, bam, the thing ended. You never got married. And when that is in that experience, it's been 4 or 5 years now. You don't ever want to look at any other man again. Because that bad experience has gotten you stuck. But I'm saying to you, Moses, your crying will not bring back milk that is poured in the sand. You've got to say, I'm pulling myself together. I'm not going to let one bad experience finish my life. God said, Moses is dead, but you rise up and go forward. Don't allow a bad experience to finish your life. Your life is not finished. Say, my life is not finished. Am I talking to anybody here? You lost a job, and so you're not even attempting to look for another job. It's a better job ahead of you. Somebody shout amen. You lost a child. I remember when you lost your child. And it was, we're all very sad. Lovely, sweet girl. I mean, sweet, very, very sweet girl. And how we all sad and cried and all that and so on. It's just like you are stuck in, can I move forward? But after some time, I remember when you gave me a call and said, my wife is pregnant. And I remember when you told me my wife has had another girl. I see God giving you another blessing for anything that you have lost. One bad experience should not end your life. What a word. What a word. One bad experience should not finish your life. A new door is opening for you. I said, new doors opening for you. I'm preaching. Moses is dead. You see, you mourn the mourn over Moses for a while. But God said, listen, you cannot mourn over him all your life. You cannot cry over him all your life. You cannot tell her, look, when my late wife passed away, a time came, I realized that, look, the love in me is not finished. I still have love. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I loved her deeply. We're very close and I loved her. She loved me very deeply. But she passed away. Are you there? And she went, we buried her and she's in heaven. And in heaven, there's no pain, there's no sorrow. So as she's in heaven, she's not feeling sorry for me. Can you imagine? She has not thought about the fact that I'm sad. Because in heaven, she cannot feel sadness and sorrow. So as I'm here, he's not saying, oh, I've not seen your mobile. Because in heaven, you can't feel it. That's what the Bible says. So she's enjoying heaven. He's walking with Peter, walking with Paul. Hey, they're going for worship. And me, I'm here, I'm crying. At time, can say, listen, get up, move forward. Here, Tisaki. There's more love, there's love in you. Don't die with your love. Move forward. And I found another beautiful lady. Tell you. Found another beautiful, and I said, I'll marry you. And I married her. Straight forward, direct. I married her. And I impregnated her. And she gave me a girl. Give the Lord a shout. Oh, you know the message I'm preaching. I'm saying to everybody here, don't let one bad experience end your life. You have God. You have your life. Move ahead and see the blessing of God coming your way. Shout amen. I don't know whether anybody is hearing me today. Yeah, tell you. I don't know the last week or so, I was telling you that, look, I realized the other day when she dressed up, she was going to work. And then she wore her nice lipstick, glossy one. Mouth was shining, glossy, cool one. I said, can I kiss you? Mwah! When I kissed her, I said, Matthew, you know something? You know, there's some lipstick, there's sugar in the lipstick. I didn't know that. Because every time I'm kissing her, her mouth is already dry. So I don't feel anything. But this one, I began to lick my lips. These days, every day she's going to work. I said, come. And then you can go. I'm eating the sweet in the lipstick. I'm enjoying it. You don't kiss your wife and be there. You say you're angry, so you kiss her. Go, you let her go. Kissing her fully. Look at me, I'm preaching. Sit down, let's continue. Yeah. Don't let a bad experience stop your life. Agatha, live on. I like the way you keep dressing. You do your hair. You are in town. Amen. Sisters, learn to do your makeup. Wear your lipstick. If nobody's kissing you, kiss yourself. Enjoy the sweetness in the lipstick. Mato Shaka Bahata. Yeah. Hello. Are you still there? Preaching, no. How many of you are hearing me today? Yeah. Are you there? If it's your birthday party, you don't have a beloved, nobody buys a card for you. Look, buy a card for yourself. Post it to yourself. Open the card. Sit up, go to a restaurant. Sit at a table. Put the card on the table and order some food and admire yourself. Why not? Clap your hands for the Lord. You're waiting for people. Moses is dead. Carry on with your life. Say, I will carry on in my life. You did an investment at Men's Gold. And then it's gone. So what are you going to do? Are you going to commit suicide? I said, will you commit suicide? It's gone. If you get it, bless God. But if it doesn't come, don't stop your life. Don't stop your life. God will give you, open another door for you. God will open another door for you. Somebody shout amen. Are you saying? It's not easy, isn't it? Somebody saying that. You hear the men's goat now begin to show. My cousin was telling me, my big cousin was telling me how his business, somebody he employed, wrecked the whole business. Took hundreds of cities, wrecked the money out of the business. Because somebody he trusted. What do you do? He said, I went and negotiated with the people like, oh, that this was happened. Give me time. The other day came and said, by the grace of God, I paid all the debts that I owed. Don't kill yourself because of a bad experience. God will help you. Amen. I said, God will help you. Amen. You trusted people, then they let you down. Said me, I will never trust anybody. Trust somebody. Somebody will help you. Amen. Not everybody is a wicked person. There are good people in life. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? He told me, my cousin, I think they don't know you. Tell them, let's see how handsome you are. They know that, can you stand so they can see that you have handsome, our family are handsome people. Yes, yes. Have you seen my nice cousin? Nice cousin. Not you, you're not as handsome as my cousin. Yeah, he told me the bishop, you see, one day I called him. I said, cousin, I'm inviting you to church. And he said, I will come. He told me that, he said, if I had not come the time I came, I may have killed somebody because I was full of anger and bitterness, pain. Somebody I trusted killed me big time. It's like, I wanted to kill this guy. He said, if I didn't come to church the time I came, I may be in prison now. But he came. He let it drop and then he carried on with his life. I see God doing new things in your life. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. How many of you are hearing me? Moses is dead. So what? Live on. It's okay. It's okay. We used to have a television. There's no television now. We are moving on. And we'll buy another one. And we'll carry on. Amen. What a word. The next thing I want you to know, just two more points, quickly. Can I give you two more points? Are you tired of the preaching? Shoo. We leave you on Monday. Today the service will end tomorrow. No, we are going to Bishop Addis Church. All of us are going to go there. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. Verse 5. Now it says, okay, 3. The foot of a future treasure shall be given unto you and all that, and so on and so forth. 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is a prophetic word for somebody sitting here. Your promotion will come to you. Nobody will steal your promotion. Nobody will steal your beloved. Nobody can steal your blessing. No man will stand before you all the days of your life. You shall shout your loudest amen. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. May the anointing of the Father come upon us. May the anointing that is on our Father Bishop Dagwood Mills, may that same grace come upon us here in the Kadesh. Some say, I receive it. Hallelujah. God is saying, the way I anointed Moses, I will anoint you the same way. Amen. And they said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God will never fail you. I said, God will never fail you. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and say, God will never fail you. Hallelujah. Are you there? He will never fail you. There's a song we used to sing years back. He has promised he will never fail. I will adore him. When I'm singing nice, they take it high, then I stop the song. My key is the best in the church. Have you heard? At least when I'm preaching, my key is the best. So you are one. Sit down now. I've finished. Shall we stand and close? Hey, you are standing. Sit down. I haven't finished preaching. Are you there? God's promise will never fail. When he says he will heal you. He will promote you. If you can hear me, wherever you are, I'm speaking to you now. God will never fail his promise in your life. He will fulfill his promise for your life, for your children, for your business, for your finances. God will never fail. He will never fail. I will hang on him. He has promised. Now it's too slow. Sit down. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Let's hang on the promise of God. Let's hang on the promise of God. Very soon, we are going to be announcing your wedding in church. And I said, we are going to be announcing your wedding in church. Soon, you are going to tell me, Bishop, come and dedicate my new house. Somebody say, I receive it. Some of you, very soon, this road will not be a problem because your four-wheel drive will be easy driving on this road. Say, I receive it. It will happen. I said, it will happen. It will happen. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Somebody will come and say, Bishop, I'm going to America for 2 weeks and come. You see, you don't believe it. That's why you're looking at me that way. May you be the one that is just flying in and out, up and down, up and down. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Speaking to a gentleman who came to me, he said he has applied for a job. And then the time he got the invitation, the letter to come to the interview, I think something happened, so he got the letter late. So he got there, said, sorry, the time is past. But anyway, come and see the boss. So he went to see the boss. The boss said, okay, you've come anyway. We've done an interview, but let's organize the panel to do the interview for you. So when they organized the panelists, when they came, they started talking about other things, chatting with him. So look, you don't need any interview. We are employing you. And then a very good job in a very good organization. We are employing you. And he asked him, he asked them, when should I start? They said, start now. And he was wearing a normal polo shirt. He said, this place, you have to wear a proper shirt, tie, everything. But today we allow you to wear a polo shirt and work. Tomorrow, come back to work. And then they gave him his pay, his salary at the end of the month. And then when he saw it, good. And he said, this is not all. We have paid some in the bank. This one is the one that you are receiving. May God surprise you with mega blessing. In Jesus' name. Somebody's receiving it. May it be your portion. May you have a surprise in your hand. May your bank account best. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. I'm preaching. They say you never build a house. You will build a house. I say, you will build a house. Yes. Every room, there will be toilet and bath in every room. You are not receiving it. I'm preaching to you now. It will happen. Shout amen. Amen. The next point, I need to say this and then we'll close. Wow. Oh, it's only, okay, it's not bad. It's not yet 3 o'clock. The act of following Joshua is the act of being close to a man of God, a great man, without being offended. Without being offended. And add, or being familiar. You're close to a man, great person, you don't get offended or familiar. Yeah. What does it mean, Bishop? What it means is that anytime you get close to somebody, you get to know the things that nobody else knows, perhaps. You see that about the person. You see the person irritated. You see, look, as I'm preaching in church, many of you think I'm a nice person. And I think I am. What do you think? I think I am. I guess, what do you think? I'm passing these two ladies. I'm passing other people. Because these were close to me. It's possible that they don't think I'm... Because I've been angry. They know I get angry. And when I get angry, sometimes I'll be in the office and they will come and say, hey, Charlie, the man is not talking. No, he still has come. When I come out, hey, praise the Lord. But I'm not so excited about something. Do you understand? So they may have seen me angry, but you may not have seen me angry. So you think I'm nice. But the blessing is to be close to somebody without being familiar or offended. Those who are clapping, you are receiving a certain grace on your life. She's clapping hard. Say, yeah, you're making the point, because you know what I'm saying. I'm making the point. Be close, because it's easy to be offended. No, as you are walking, as I'm in church, oh, I'm sorry. I'm stepping on his toes. But I cannot step on your toes, because you are far. He is close. So if I will step on anybody's toes, the person who is closest to me. So if you're going to be offended, you have every cause to be offended. But if you don't want me to step on your toes, what do? Leave your toes at home and come to church. I will not step on your toes. But if you bring your toes, I will step on the toes, because you are close. That is why husbands and wives get offended easily with each other. Yeah. You get tired of each other easily. You get offended easily because you are close. You are close. I don't know. I can't see Efo. Angry with Vida, because you see her in church only on Sundays. But your wife that you're close with, she's the one that you can get offended. Isn't it? Because the closer you are to a person, the possibility of you getting offended with each other. And as well, the person you claim you love, not the one that can offend you. You can get upset with the person because you are close. Am I talking to anybody here? But the blessing is to be close without being offended. That is where the blessing comes. Joshua, he walked with Moses. When everybody else complained and grumbled, Joshua said, I know the anointing on Moses. It is Moses lifting his hand that is bringing the victory. I refuse to be offended by Moses. Moses went up to pray for 40 days. The people got angry and they told Aaron, build us a god. And Aaron built them an idol. But Joshua said, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait for him. I'm not be angry. Some of you, you want to curse, I want to see you. Wait for 10 minutes. You get angry and you're walking away. The place is getting quiet. Are you here or go home? Yeah. The gentleman drives me. A lot of time when I'm going to preach at places, sometimes I know that when I sleep, I snore sometimes. That's why when I'm very tired. I'm sure sometimes as she's driving, I'm snoring. Don't say in your head, quit. Me, I'm tired, I'm driving. Look at him like that. Don't think that way. Don't think that way. Because you are close, you will see things that others don't see. Nobody thinks I snore, but you know I snore. Oh, you don't know. Even I say you know. Hey, are you still in church? The closer you are to a person, the easier it is to be offended and to be familiar. I'm preaching. Yeah. I mean, if I'm with my wife, I had running stomach. I'm running up and down to the toilet. I mean, I'm going to preach somewhere. And I said, okay, we are going. But me, I sit in the car, I have running stomach. So I run to the toilet. When I come back, I sit down. Wait, I'm coming. I go back to the toilet. I go there 7 times. And I come. When I come, move the car. Boom, when we are going. When I arrive, I see an anointing. Power of God is, we are falling under the power. And then she was wondering, where is the anointing from? You just had running stomach. Do you understand? You are just running up and down in the bedroom. You can say, I feel the power of God. What do you feel that we all don't feel? What a shock. When you are close to a person, you can easily become familiar and miss out the anointing. But Joshua respected and honored Moses to a point that God said, anoint Joshua in my stead. Because Joshua respects the grace of God. You see, what you respect comes to you. What you despise never comes to you. I'm preaching. Are you still here? What you respect comes to you. Look, the books that our bishop has written. I don't know anyone of God written so many books in our lifetime. But because we are so close to the church, we are part of the church and part of his ministry. We in the church can look at the book like that. How much is this book? And can I get one trophy? And you are eating instead of a book. You are so familiar with the book. Others will want to grab it and eat the book. But when you are so close, it's not so special to you. How many people know authors? Ask yourself, how many authors do you know? Authors, someone who has written a book, how many authors do you know? You don't know any, apart from, you don't know any book that I know this author personally. You don't know any author. But by the way, you know this author I'm talking about. Don't let your knowing him make you so familiar that you don't value his material anymore. Others are running for the books. And we here, we're having schools. We are teaching mega churches. I don't really. Because you are familiar. That's why you're not even sit to the, for the school. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Are you still in church? Are you still in church? How to be close to a person and not be familiar? How to be close and not be offended? Everybody you're close to can offend you. Yeah. I've been with Bishop. I met him in 1982. Yeah. You're not born. 82, you're not born. Hey, you're a baby like this. 1982. That's how many years ago? 37 years ago. That's the first time I met my bishop. I'll say that by the grace of God, I'm not angry, I'm not upset, I'm not irritated, I'm not familiar. He's my favorite man of God. I listen to him almost every day. I want to hear him preach. I'm blessed every time I hear him preach. I enjoy sitting and listening to him preach. And every time he preaches, I'm blessed. What you admire comes to you. What you despise never comes to you. May you admire the people that God brings your way. And may the anointing come upon your life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Are you blessed? Lift your two hands up high and let's pray. Lift your two hands up high. Father, thank you so much for the blessing and for the privilege of the Joshua spirit. May this grace come upon us. May this grace come upon us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Come on, lift your two hands to the Lord and talk to him right now. Everybody talk to God. Talk to him.
Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Father. Close your eyes with me before we share the grace this morning, this afternoon. If you're here today, when you say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I'm a sinner. I know Jesus died for me. Today, I want to turn over my life to Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be born again. If you're here today, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. God bless you. Wonderful. Let your hand go very high above your head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these wonderful hands. Everywhere, lift the hand up high. All I want to do is to pray for you right now and then we close. Father, thank you for every hand. Join them. Lift your hands up. You are here to say, Bishop, today I need God in my life. Lift your right hand up high. Father, I ask you to touch everyone and save them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted up, I'd ask you to get up and come all the way to the front here. Come to me. Come to me in the front.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray.
Close your eyes with me and let's all say this prayer. Everybody join us, say with me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning,
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Jesus.
Save me.
From sin.
Save me.
From hell.
Receive me.
As your child.
And help me.
To serve you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Clap your hands for these wonderful people. So happy for you. It's a beautiful day. Amen. And I'll ask all of you, you're going to go with our pastor here. They're going to talk to you and they're going to pray for you especially again and then come back. Okay, very quickly. So kindly go this way.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
Top of your enemies.